This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 289 for Wednesday, September 26th, 2018. This is Brian.
Good for you. This is Lisa. Thanks for joining us. All right, just do it and get it over with.
So have you noticed in the plaza lately, since they hired the new janitor, it's much cleaner?
Not really.
Well, I hear they've made some sweeping reforms.
You know, that's not bad. It's not really funny, but that's not bad. You get like half a point for that.
Half a point. All
right. Half a point. It was like mildly amusing. Just like you. You see what I have to put up with? Oh, my God.
We have some new stuff, some stuff to talk about this week, and stuff that's, most of it is stuff that is coming.
Like down the line?
Like this week, today, maybe.
Ooh,
The big one this week is really almost everything on the list today is Japanese. So the big one today.
Okay.
Pilot Vanishing Point 2018 Limited Edition crossed lines. It's going to be here this week.
Awesome.
Maybe even today. Awesome. Probably not, but it'll be here soon. So if you haven't put in your back in stock notification for this, you have to do it.
Yes. These are cool. Every other year, France gets to pick the design, and every other year, the U.S. gets to pick the design. This year, it was a France design. The Guilloche was as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit more understated, subdued.
So you like the U.S. designs. I happen to like the French designs.
Yes,
so,
you can have one.
I did not take one last year, so I am definitely taking one this year.
Awesome. I'll just borrow it.
Yeah, right. and there are fewer Vanishing Points coming to the U.S. this year than there have been in past. So our allocation was
shrunk
a little bit. Yeah.
I wonder why that is. Is the U.S. being punished?
I don't know. Hmm. But anyway, those are coming this week. So I know.
Super exciting.
If you haven't put in a back in stock notification, do it.
They will go fast, and this is it.
So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. So, and we've known about this for quite a while. So
we have.
To finally actually see it will be awesome. So that's coming this week. Also coming hopefully end of the week.
Maybe
beginning of next week.
Beginning of next week, depending on how long shipping takes. I'm excited about this. This is gonna be cool. It's kind of a funky color. I kind of like it.
It is funky.
Sailor, 1911, key lime.
So North American exclusive.
North American exclusive, like the Anchor Gray, the Fresca, the Royal Tangerine.
Stormy Seas.
Stormy Seas. Now you've got this really funky key lime, sort of.
It has a metallic finish, just like the Stormy Seas. So it's kind of.
Yeah, kind of shimmery. It's kind of cool. In a key lime color. It's a
funky green.
Yeah.
It would go sort of well with your sweater.
My mom made this sweater.
I know. It would go well with your sweater that your mother... I don't know. Help me
just
out here.
Give it up. Fun color. I'm excited. It's sometimes nice to have a little pop of color. And we've really been blessed the last several releases. The Fresca was certainly
Fresca
a departure
was great, yep.
In color. Royal Tangerine, certainly not demure.
Yep.
And this again is just gorgeous. So,
1911 standard with the 14 karat nib and the 1911 large with the 21 karat nib. All seven nib sizes, both size pens. So everything from extra fine, medium broad, zoom, and music. So
we need Kim here to have that little bubble with all the little things going on.
Anyway, Sailor Key Lime is coming soon. Get your back in stock notifications for that, and they'll be here very soon. As long as we're talking about Japanese and mentioned Pilot, couple things to note about Pilot in the Miki Makie. Effective October 15th.
So less than a month.
The 20% discount is no longer going to be available. So Pilot in the Miki is going to a zero discount policy, which means we can't discount the pen from MSRP. That's part of our dealer agreement. If it's a $1,000 pen, normally it would be an $800 pen, and now we have to sell it for $1,000. So.
And what does that apply to?
So it applies to any Makie in the Pilot Namiki line. So that's pretty much every Namiki. It also includes the Pilot Custom Arushi, because Arushi is considered Makie.
Can I touch this?
You can touch that one, yeah, of course. The vermilion, the black. It also includes the Rod and Vanishing Points, which have been pretty much out of stock for a long time. But when those come in, those are going to see a little bit of a bump in price. It includes the popular, the Namiki Nippon Art.
Those are pretty.
Which is the kind of the entry level Makie, hand Makie. I've got the Chinkin here, the cherry blossoms. This one's quite popular.
I do like those.
Yeah.
That's
these
a good
are,
size
these are
for
nice.
Me.
It is a good size.
I should get one before the price goes up.
You know, our cost doesn't change. So that doesn't work.
But we still have to pay for them.
Yukaris.
People think we get this stuff for free.
We don't get this stuff for free. You know, the Rock Garden, look at this one. So, yeah, these are all, the price technically is not going up. It's just,
the discount's
going away. Yeah, so if you've been on the fence about a Nippon Art or a Chinkin or a Yukari or a Kusumarushi or something like that, October 15th, the price has to go up. So we have no say in that.
And they're really very strict about their pricing policy. So if an authorized retailer doesn't follow the pricing, they probably will not be an authorized retailer much longer.
Well, guaranteed it's going to affect allocations.
Yes.
So if we don't play by the rules, which we always do, that means any future allocations for special products like the one we're going to talk about next, you would get
nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, pretty much nothing. Yeah. So, and speaking of which, Pilot 100th year anniversary, which was just kind of announced within the last week.
Do I need to worry?
You know, I want to see this in person.
Okay.
I am on the fence. So there are actually three offerings.
Okay. You can't have the most expensive one.
Okay, so the most expensive one, which there are 25 pieces, is going to be a big 7-piece set. The box is outstanding. It's Makie, it's Chinkin. It comes with a little pen rest. 7 number 10 sized nibbed ring top pens. The low price of $48,000. So we're not going to get that one.
No, we're not.
There is an Emperor offering, Mount Fuji. Mm. That one's coming in about $9,600.
Okay.
Probably not going to get that, although...
If you want it, we can get it.
If you want it, we can get it for you. The affordable option is going to be the Yukari option.
Okay.
So it's Mount Fuji and then of course the sailboat is a nice looking pen and has a clip. It's kind of this form factor. It looks like the Chinkin, the flat top with the clip. Nice looking pen, but you know the pictures never do them justice. So that one's coming in about $1,600.
Mm-hmm.
So we are gonna get some in.
Okay.
There are only 800.
Some are going out, by the way.
Yes, I guess so. There are only 800 of those, and only, I believe, 81, I think, is the number, are coming to the United States.
Okay.
So we're going to get a couple of those, maybe one for Chicago. And so if that's something you're interested in, check it out. We'll have it on the website very soon. Nice looking pen, and they have a special nib, too. So special 100th anniversary on it, and the Mount Fuji on the nib, so it looks really, really nice.
Very cool.
So.
Very cool. Hobonichi, a lot of people have emailed, those people who placed pre-orders. Our initial listing said that it was an estimated ship of September 14th. I guess we weren't clear that was kind of shipping to us.
They got held up.
They did get held up in customs, and so we do have an update that they were just released from customs, and they should be here
any day,
today or tomorrow, maybe. So you should be seeing some shipping notices come along this week. Usually, once it's released from customs in Chicago,
it's pretty quick,
pretty darn quick.
It's like one day, usually 1 or 2 days. So. So that's good. Good to hear that. Esterbrooks are coming in too, so yes, that's exciting.
A lot of cool stuff coming in.
So those are going to be here. Actually, those are shipping out probably today for the first batch of orders. So.
Yes.
But we should have some of those in Dallas, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, and so you can see them in person if you've been on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
Switching gears entirely.
Okay.
So this to me is exciting. This is a new product.
It's so cute when you get all excited over like geeky things.
It's a $5 item that nobody else has this.
So it just amuses me when you get excited about something that's so inexpensive, because of the two of us, you are by far the pricier when it comes to pretty much anything.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you're expensive.
I'm easy, I'm not cheap, is that what you're saying?
You're not cheap, and you are easy.
Whatever. So, nobody else has this.
Okay. You gotta throw it around to people again?
As some people know, one of the main suppliers for J-bars and pressure bars passed away. So we actually had to source out, we were out for quite a while. We had to source out a new manufacturer, and we're getting these direct now. But we were able, the nice thing about it is we were able to add to the lineup. So before we had 54 millimeter J bars, 62 millimeter J bars. We had a couple different sizes of pressure bars. But there was a couple things that were lacking.
Okay.
And the big one is this guy right here. It's the 48 millimeter J bar.
So explain to the people at home, because I know this answer. What's so
why is this
awesome?
Exciting?
Yes.
This is exciting
why
because
are you all giddy like a schoolboy.
Because the way these bars are manufactured, it's a two-piece bar and it's crimped on the end. The problem is if you need to cut a bar to size, you can't just pull this out, cut it, and put it back in and crimp it. It doesn't really work unless you have a crimping machine, I guess. So what you end up doing is you end up cutting this perfect bend here and then having to rebend it, which doesn't always go so well.
I've done it. It's not easy.
And you often have to do it for Esterbrooks, because if you have an Esterbrook that has the inner tray liner, that 54 millimeter is too long.
Right.
So this 48 is much shorter. It's going to fit in there really well. It's also going to fit on shorter pens where the 54 is just too darn long. And the 40 that we have, the other bar that we have, the 40 is too small.
Correct.
So this is right in the middle.
It's like Goldilocks.
It is Goldilocks. I'm
you
totally
got
stoked about it.
Goldilocks J bar.
Because it just, you know, I mean, if you have to resize a 54 millimeter J bar, it can take some time because you put it in, you got to test it, you got to make sure you get the crimps in the right place. So there is that.
So this is like no more crimping for you.
There's no more rebending and crimping. The other thing we have is we have two new sizes of a three-piece bar.
That's funky.
This.
What's that do? Let me just play with that. Can you break it?
62. Can you break it? Yeah, you probably could. 62 and a 72 millimeter, what they call a hanging pressure bar. Now, what this is used for is this. No, not like that. Not like that. So what this is used for.
This is why I don't do repairs.
Oh my God. So this is like the regular pressure bar, but it has this third piece here that has, you see this, it's got this little 90 degree cut there.
Yep.
And what that does is on your button fillers, your dual folds, this piece here actually just sits on that opening. And so this sits in a perfect spot and then allows this, and you press it down, and when there's pressure applied, to have this third piece come out. So really kind of a nice bar that has just not been available.
And so you've got two sizes of that?
Two sizes, 62 and 72. So your dual fold juniors and your seniors, if you don't want to use the standard. Now we have longer, the regular pressure bars, we've got that 84 millimeter mm-hmm. in a two-piece. But these are three-piece, sometimes you want that.
This is why I don't use button fillers, that's just complicated.
It's just nice. It's nice. I always like those. They're easy to put in. You know, I mean, they only go in so far. Boom, they're done.
So if you're into repairs.
Bob's your uncle.
Okay. Bob's my uncle. Bob's my stepdad, actually.
Bob's your stepdad. three new bars that have not previously not been available. I mean, in order to do this, you'd either have to make something, or is on these hanging bars, you would have to, you'd have to source from a vintage pen. So,
which is not easy, and they're often broken or rusted, questionable.
Crap on them. So,
all right.
So that's exciting. Anyway,
good for you, because I don't do repairs.
I know you don't.
I know. So, cool.
We're going next. Rapid fire. I love this. I love rapid fire.
Do you?
It's one of my favorites.
You know, I think we learn a little about each other.
Flip this. Flip this over.
Flip it this way?
Yeah, flip it over. Yeah, the one on top. There you go.
All right. Question number one. Titanium or steel?
Are we talking nibs? What are we talking? If we're talking nibs, steel. Titanium is just, steel. Steel's real, as they say. If we're talking about bikes, steel.
I don't get the question.
Steel.
You know, I'm going to go with titanium just to be contrary.
Just to be different.
Because I can't.
Just to be difficult?
All right. A5 or B6? Which is bigger?
Here we go. Here we go.
Which is bigger?
Can we get a call? Can we phone a friend? Can we call? Where's my phone? Where's that phone? Can we call Mr. Paper?
Whatever's bigger.
A5 is...
Is that, I want letter size. That's what I want. I just want letter size.
A5. I'm going to go with A5.
All right.
I'm
going to pass. Leather pen case or fabric pen case? Ooh. I'm going to go with fabric, like the one my mom made for you.
Yeah, that's
nice. Or the Tasha pen wraps. Yeah. Those are beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Leather's nice. It's often a little sturdier. But
the only problem with fabric is you can't get them in 48 pen cases.
You could call mom.
Can you imagine she'd make me a 48 pen roll up? Maybe
she
two.
She would. she loves you. She would make that.
She's gonna be sending me a text in about 20 minutes. She's gonna say, "I can do that."
What color?
Yeah. What color do you want it in?
So my answer is fabric.
I'm gonna go with leather.
Okay.
I like leather.
Shading or sheen?
I know this one.
Okay. Go.
Well, I know what you're gonna say.
All right. Well, why don't you tell me what you're gonna say?
I like sheen.
Okay. I'm going to skip them. I don't care. Does it make me a bad person?
You know what we ought to do? Is we ought to do this, but then we ought to have a third party answer these questions, and then we'll do like the dating game, and then I'll write down what I think you're going to put.
Cool.
And put it up.
Okay. Sort of like the shoe game at Jason's wedding.
Yes.
Okay. That was kind of fun. All right. You know, I'm really boring when it comes to my ink. I just want it to be the color it's supposed to be. I really don't care that it does tricks afterwards.
Sailor Gentle Blue. That's awesome.
Yeah,
Sheens
it is.
To red.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, but, you know, that's like a little bonus. It's like you order a coffee and you get a little whipped cream on it. Like, it's nice, but I could go either way.
Just wanted the coffee.
Cup o' noodles or frozen pizza? Who came up with these questions? Neither of them are on the diet. Next.
Cup o' noodles. I don't do... Pizza has to be hot. I don't do cold pizza.
Well, you don't eat it frozen.
Well, I'm just saying.
You buy it frozen.
Noodles.
And then you cook it.
The frozen pizza's never that great.
All right. Big ink bottles or little ink bottles? Size does matter. I'm going to go with big. I never use them up, but...
Big. Easier to fill.
Yes, absolutely. Although little ink bottles are often really good for travel or to keep at your office desk.
We work at a pen store.
Other people...
Okay.
I'm going to go with big.
Big.
All right. Zippered pen case or tuck flap pen case?
Yes.
I like zippered.
Well, if it's a big case, it has to be. If it's a 4 pen case...
I like them zippered. Don't care.
I like the tuck.
All right. Good to know. I didn't know that.
I only have one non-zip case, but all my cases. Well, actually, no, that's not true because I have a Franklin
Christoph
pen.
You've got a couple snaps.
That's a magnet.
All right, so I'm all about the zip. Oh, God, these are complicated. Eyedropper or piston filler?
Piston.
Neither. I like a
piston.
Cartridge.
Cartridge you like a converter. Piston filler?
No, because
like
they're
all those Auroras you used to have and
I some still have some, and those are lovely, and they write beautifully. And thank you, Sarge, I love you for my 75th anniversary. But... Eyedropper, absolutely not.
I collect eyedroppers until,
Which is why you have the bigger collection, because you don't have to share them with me. Yeah, I mean,
piston.
Piston's fine. But
piston, yep.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad they clarified this. Towel or paper towel? So like a cloth towel or a paper towel for nib cleaning?
Paper towel.
Paper towel.
I actually use both at the bench, but I always feel guilty even if it's a rag like that your mother sends me that she so nicely...
She serges the edges for
surges,
you.
Serges, yeah, whatever that means. I always feel guilty about getting them dirty, so I have the stack of paper towels that I folded that I keep forever.
I like paper towels only because the real towels at the store, we do have a big pile of inky towels, and they're just permanently stained, but I have to make sure to wash them separately. So they're just a little more difficult. I'm going to go with paper towel.
You can use paper towel a long time, but then, you can toss it.
All right. Yeah, so. Last one. Latte or hot chocolate?
I'm going to have a hot venti blonde sugar-free vanilla breve latte, please.
We're going to Starbucks? You just good. Like saying that. Now that you've got
the
rhythm.
I like that I finally figured it out. I think that's the right order. Latte.
Yeah, I'm going to go latte. Hot chocolate's just a little too sweet for me.
Unless it's late in the evening and then... Hot chocolates.
And you put Bailey's in it.
Your Bailey's. Did what? You do that last night? You did that.
I did.
You did. Okay.
I did. It was yummy. So. All right. So all that's right. More than people needed to know about us.
All right. Other stuff that's coming up this week.
No eyedropper. pretty much as soon as we're done with this, we are going to finish packing the car. Hopefully we didn't get a parking ticket. And we are leaving to go to the Dallas Pen Show.
One of my favorites.
You say that about everyone.
I'm saying this
sincerely,
this is
one of
my favorites.
Of our favorites. We've been going for, 8-9 years now?
Something like that. Yeah, I had a thing show up on my Facebook memories thing of a video of our table from 8 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I got to show it to you. It's hilarious.
All right. A couple years ago, Eric went with us when the... Mm-hmm. Starburst Galaxy came out, and Eric was doing social media in the back of the car, selling pens. We stopped somewhere. There's a picture of us on swings.
Yep.
Dallas is incredibly well organized. I like that it's a 2-day show, but it's a busy 2 days.
It's a long
Friday, but people come. And then Saturday is the busy day, and then you're done.
Yeah.
So I love 3-day shows, but 2-day, if they're both busy, that's really kind of like a hit and run. It's just, bam, you work, and then you leave.
Friday's tough, though, because it goes until 8 o'clock.
And then we always have dinner plans.
Like at 6 o'clock, I'm like, we got 2 more hours. It's just, it starts to wear on you because you've been setting up all day, and,
This year, we've got a pretty full dance card. We've got dinner plans.
Only two nights, so.
Dinner plans Thursday with some dear friends. And then dinner plans Friday with, it's kind of our annual dinner date with George from Retro 51 and Jennifer, our sales rep. And do we have breakfast scheduled?
No, we do not.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, let's keep it that way.
Well, see what happens.
Dallas is great. They've got a lot of different seminars for attendees. One of our favorite things is the silent auction, except we never seem to get back out there.
I think we need to get someone to place a bid for us or something.
Silent auction picker?
Well,
we need a picker.
It's hard enough to get out there and look, and sometimes you can see it in the morning. Now, is that on Friday or Saturday?
I think it's both days.
Is it both days? They put it out Friday.
They put it out Friday, and then it ends Saturday, and they want you to pay before you leave.
I don't know. Obviously. We need to see if we can get someone to go there and check for us, because once you put the bid out, you can't, But there've been some cool things that we won over in the past years, and the proceeds go to the club.
Yes, and that helps keep the table fees down. It helps the club. They keep the table fees down. They keep the hotel rooms for the vendors and the attendees cheaper. What else? It enables them to do more seminars, to bring in more attendees who hopefully spend more money. So everybody makes money.
It's all good, and there's some good stuff in there too. And all the items are donated either by vendors or from members of the club. Yeah. So
they've really done an excellent
really,
job.
Really,
of
cool
that.
Stuff. So
other people should do that.
Yeah, they should.
You should tell Eric.
Yeah, so, But anyway, so that's that. I don't know what the hours are. I know it's until 8 on Friday, and then Saturday it's
like
probably
10 to 5 or something like that. You should know that.
Friday and Saturday, September 28th and 29th, it's the DoubleTree Hilton Galleria.
By the Galleria. Valley View Lane.
So, nice little place too. Nice to hang out. The bar area is right there when you walk in. It's a really lovely bar.
It was undergoing renovation last year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So hopefully this year it'll be good to post show conversation at the bar.
There you go. So. And what's after that? The very next week,
Colorado Penn Show in Denver. So, also at a nice hotel.
Two Doubletrees, 2 weeks ago. You know what that means.
Cookies. The cookies are awesome.
And what did we learn last year in Denver?
Eat all the cookies.
Don't
give Will any cookies, yeah. Sorry, Will.
Denver is also super well organized. I think St. Louis has everybody beat for organization.
Do you think so?
They're pretty darn organized.
They're pretty good.
Denver is fantastic. Dallas is friendly and happy and just low-key. All the attendees are just happy to be there.
They don't have much in the South. Those guys don't. They have to go a long way to go to a show. I guess they're close to Little Rock, and we'll see hopefully we'll see the Bylers and some of our friends from that area. But there's not a lot of shows. Atlanta, I guess, but they have to travel a long way to get to East Coast or West Coast. So
right. Whereas like the East Coast shows, you've got a bunch of them.
Yeah, you got a bunch of them. So every couple months.
But all the attendees are just happy and it's just a fun, friendly show. We get to see some beautiful weather and some really fun things. We get to go by the Indian.
The Indian.
Big Cabin, Oklahoma. Yep. One of my favorite things. So. But it's just a really good show, a great assortment of vendors you can have. Is Mike Masuyama going?
I can't remember.
I think he is and not the Kennedys this year. They alternate. You can get your Nib Ground by Mike Masuyama. You've got modern dealers like us. You've got vintage people, the silent auction, bunches of seminars. It's really
a lot of stuff going on.
Good time. So you should go.
So yeah, if you're anywhere, don't question it. Just go. So it's a good size show too. It's not small. Two decent rooms. So anyway,
that's it.
But I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, paper, and follow the. But you're not giving
Nothing.
Me the. You're giving me the look.
I was like, just going to say, and pen show recap.
And pen show recap. Yeah.
We'll see.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff. And check out our social media, Anderson Pens.
There you go. And in case you weren't aware, we have a store in Chicago, downtown in the Loop, inside the Palmer House Hilton. Stop by anytime. We're on the ground floor. And we're open 7 days a week. Check it out.
Chicago.AndersonPens.com.
There you go.
See you next time.